Are extraterrestrials controlling us? There are some people who believe our planet is controlled by aliens and we only think we are controlling it. They believe the aliens enjoy seeing us fight and causing all sorts of problems for us. They also believe they take a lot of us from this world for nefarious purposes. We know millions of people are lost track of every year, and not seen again, and this is one of the mysteries we are yet to solve. For some reason, some of the people who believe we are not in control of our world think there are lizard-like aliens who are among the evilest and cruelest of races, and have something to do with this. Lizards and snakes have been depicted through history as having some affiliation with the devil. When the Bible mentions the Garden of Eden, it is the devil in the form of a snake who tricks Eve into eating the apple from the tree of life and then giving it to Adam to eat. Some people believe the serpent in the Garden of Eden had legs which would put it more in line with these supposed lizard people. Notice the snake could also communicate. Why do some people believe the snake had legs? If you read the passage in the Bible, you have to notice the snake must not have been slithering, or when God said he was going to make it crawl on its belly, there would have been no point if it was already doing that, thus the idea it had legs. This is not a Bible lesson, however, it has to do with the idea we are being controlled by extraterrestrials. The notion we are being controlled has become more popular lately. Some think we are being controlled indirectly and are computer-generated beings and maybe taking part in some computer game without realizing it. Then there are those who believe in more personal control. I find it interesting some of these people think some aliens, such as lizard people, can disguise themselves by either some sort of device, or by mind power. A few years back, there was a video of one of then-President Obama's Secret Service agents, which showed him just for a second or two when his face changed to look more like a lizard, but then snapped back. Again, I have to say you can do anything with videos nowadays, making it extremely hard to believe anything in a video. Some people who believe aliens control the Earth, believe the aliens who do it are here to help us, which is just the opposite thing the other people who believe in alien control think. A well-known Russian who specializes in the paranormal, states this is why there is so much about the paranormal we are not able to understand. One thing I do not like, and many UFO investigators feel the same about, is the idea of lumping UFOs and aliens in with the paranormal, because it tends to take away much of the seriousness and credibility of studying these things. I can't help but think if we are being controlled by benevolent aliens, they are not doing a very good job. One man has said documents leaked by Edward Snowden, the NSA whistleblower, prove the United States is controlled by a race of tall, white space aliens who were the same ones who helped Nazi Germany. Again, if this is true, why did Germany lose the war? They would have been backed by a race which had far more advanced technology than any country on Earth and could have just creamed all of us. It is being said the Russians released this information and the Iranian government states this is true. This is so outlandish, you wonder how anyone could buy into something like this. Would you want the people on your side who lost World War II and supported a regime that killed millions of people in concentration camps? I know I wouldn't. If aliens wanted to control the countries of the world, would it be necessary for them to actually control governments, or would it be better for them to control the richest and most powerful people on Earth, who in turn could get governments to do their bidding? There has been some thought about this. Some people think mind control would be the way to go, and if the aliens could control the most powerful people this way, they wouldn't need to show themselves. It would be a win-win for them. When alien abductees tell us about their experiences, they often mention the fact they couldn't move and they heard voices in their heads. This is a form of mind control, whether it be by a device or by a superior brain. There is a hypothesis which states we are nothing more than zoo animals, and aliens are coming here from all over the universe to view us. Indeed, some UFOs have been seen which are covered with windows, and people have reported seeing aliens looking through them. If this turned out to be true, we are being managed in a way which seems most natural to us, but is really just a golden cage. Some have said they have proof the aliens have prevented nuclear attacks, but if we are just zoo animals, this might have been done not to benefit us, but to keep the zoo from being destroyed. I don't know if there are aliens on this planet, and I don't know if we are being controlled. It does seem we are being watched, however. There is no explaining some of the UFO sightings, such as the one over O'Hare Airport in Chicago and the landing at Flushing Meadow Park in New York. It seems extraterrestrials are interested in us. This doesn't mean they are controlling us. The idea lizard-type beings are evil probably comes from the human revulsion for these types of creatures and their association with evil in our literature. Let's face facts. No race could have been eviler than the Nazis, and they didn't look like lizards. In the end, are we just blaming a supposed alien race for our faults? No one really wants to admit some of the horrendous acts we commit. Such as collateral damage, where innocent people die in an attack so we can kill the so-called guilty parties. We don't like to admit even the most advanced countries don't have the respect for life they should have, so some people invent a boogeyman to blame. And that is the extraterrestrials.